Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here today with Alaya Harris. And Alaya is a whiz, a business whiz. Let me qualify her as that. But of course, she's going to talk about that and speak for herself. And the things that she does are all related to business and geared towards business owners and making good money. So you see these dollar signs in front of you, and it looks like it's really material. But the way she goes about it is quite unique. She does have a spiritual touch to her. I'm into. She's an award-winning marketer with over a decade of experience, and her team at Flourish Marketing develop highly converting email, social media, and website copy, empowering education and bioenergetic business coaching solutions. And that's what I want to lead with, Alaya. Come on in and say hello.
Hi there. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you. When you talk about bioenergetic, and bioenergetics, how do you use that to, move business and move people, really motivate people?
Absolutely. So bioenergetics is the study and the detection and correction of energy and information. We are all made up of energy, and then the information that connects the energy decides how that energy is formed. So the information that's connecting your body and your organs and your brain to each other is deciding how that shape is formed and interacts with itself. The issue arises when the information becomes distorted. That's when emotional unrest happens, physical dis-ease happens, and then you end up getting brain fog and burnout and all of those things that prevent you from truly showing up in the world as your best self. Often as business owners, people compartmentalize their business self from their personal self, which is, with love, a mistake. Mm-hmm. If you compartmentalize the two of them together, you're going to be having these energetic distortions and the information distortions happening with your body and your body field, and not relating them to why your cash flow is slow, why you can't, develop a strong brand message, or why you can't reach your ideal.
Okay, wait. Now I'm going to stop you just a second. Now let's give this a human face. All right. So we've got the pictures more or less, and what I'm reading is that your thoughts drive what comes to you and where you go in the world with your business. I'm simplifying. Okay. So let's. Would you say that? Go ahead. Correct me. Go.
That is a way of thinking about it.
Yeah. So let's say that you give us a case, of a person who comes to you, and the mistakes they've made, and how you course correct them, so we understand a little clearer.
Right. As I was saying, it's not necessarily about something that you have done. It is going towards the energy gets distorted when things from the outside happen. You can have emotional shock, you can have emotional trauma, you can have EMF radiation. All of these things affect your energy field. So the very first thing is to not make an assumption that you've done something wrong and to place that judgment on yourself. Mm-hmm. Because some of it is out of your control, but that doesn't mean that getting back into a sense of balance and homeostasis is also out of your control. You do have control over your wellness and then how that affects not only yourself, but your business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm going to go back to this, bioenergetic business coaching solutions. What do they typically look like, the solutions? Do they come in packages for different people? Do you work with the corporate world or individuals?
So the way that bioenergetic business coaching works is you start off with a scan, and the scan uses a proprietary technology from Nest Health that allows me as a practitioner or any bioenergetic practitioner to scan your voice and, excuse me, to scan your voice.
Literally, you mean the voice with which we speak.
Yes, uh-huh. The voice with which to scan your voice and have your body and read your body field, your energy field from your voice. It's almost like it rides on your voice through the software. That determines a lot of alignment and misalignment. And the software maps out where you might be emotionally, physically in misalignment and on an energetic level. That could look like everything from, you know, having a conversation with a client about their emotions being trapped in their reproductive organs,
right,
to why they communicate, you know, from an energy that's blocked in their throat. It's a very detailed mapping. And that's the first scan. And this is done on a one-on-one basis, but it can be done virtually or in person. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we use that one scan to navigate the next 3 or so weeks because there's a lot of robust information in there.
Yeah.
And before we got started, we would have talked about, well, what are your goals? What are you trying to work through? And then we use the wisdom of that scan to allow for them to reach their goals and to have the unlock moments that they might not necessarily have had before. So there's often a connection between how they're feeling, the trauma that they've experienced in the past, their energy blockages, and what's happening right now in their business. But they often don't make those connections. It's usually, I am tired or I have brain fog. I just need to go take a nap. Well, it might be that you do need to go take a nap. I'm not ever against naps.
Yeah.
But it also could be something that's on a deeper root cause that needs to get resolve before you can fully move forward.
Oh, okay. Okay. Look, this begs a big question for me. How did you get into this? What, who were you before you did this? let me start with the, you know, teenage Alea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
As a teenager, I was a pretty typical teenager. I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah.
And then I went to college at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles. And I, you know, did the typical corporate thing. And then I got laid off. Mm-hmm. And then I went to culinary school and became a chef and a catering company owner. And then from there, I went to work for Google as a Google vendor partner on their food team. Mm-hmm.
On their what? I'm sorry. You worked for Google where?
On the food team. Food team.
Okay. Food team. Okay.
Yeah. On their food team. And then I became the head of marketing for North America for the largest corporate food service and facilities management company in the world. Mm-hmm. And when I was there, I was in alignment with where I guess I was, but didn't really like it.
What was it about that place? What didn't you like about it?
It's not even so much about the place. I think it was where I was in my life. The money was great, but I wasn't able to truly be myself and to help the people that I wanted to help, which are people that are doing more heart-centered work, people that are helping people on a really tangible level. And at the executive level, I wasn't as much in touch with those people on the ground like I wanted to be, those business owners, the people doing the day-to-day, changing people's lives kind of minute by minute. And that's what I wanted. So I was laid off, so I didn't have to worry about that very much longer.
Yeah.
And then I started my current company after that, Flourish Marketing. And Flourish Marketing is designed to help kind of bring all sides of you together. It's not just about the email sequence that you need, but why are you even needing that email sequence? And what is the messaging that will help that email sequence, website, wireframe, social media be the best that it needs to be?
Yeah. So let's say you have this world, you know, the bird's eye view of what a business needs from social media to emails. I mean, the whole kit and caboodle. You work with everything that a person, everything they do in terms of the outside world with respect to them. Is that, am I getting that right?
Yeah. So we work with strategy, marketing funnel construction, and bioenergetic business coaching. Mm-hmm. So someone might come in needing their messaging and their strategy behind their branding created.
Yeah.
So we'll do that and then translate that into actionable items and marketing collateral. Mm-hmm. At the same time, someone might come in and say, I know I need to redo my messaging. I know that I'm kind of all over the place, but I'm feeling burnt out. I'm feeling lost. I really need guidance. Yes, I can hire you also to do the copywriting, but I really need to know where I'm at as a business owner so that I can navigate the rest of the conversation.
Do you find that people who come to you are always needy of branding or rebranding, that they haven't got it right yet? Or is, you know, because that's the first thing I would think of if I was going to open a business, right? What are the typical mistakes that people make in terms of branding?
Yeah, and I want to be clear when I'm talking about branding, I'm talking about the words, not the images. So we don't do design, we're not a logo or a design.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But with the words, it often is that they're not showcasing the problem that they have for their clients, or that their clients have and that they should be purchasing based on. And they're also not talking from the perspective of their client. It's very much us, how great we are, mm-hmm. as opposed to what is the problem that we're solving. And yes, we can do all of these amazing things, but those amazing things are designed just to solve your problem. Those are the top two issues that I see. A third one would actually be that people, the hardest marketing to do is your own.
Yeah.
So people get caught up in their own forest and in their own trees and can't
see the forest. Yeah.
So they need help being kind of pulled out and to say, no, this really is what you do. And you might think that you are a therapist, but you're actually, you know, a little bit more than that. Like, how do we find that differentiator in the therapy that you do and the larger impact that you make on people's lives? And then they're able to see more directly who they are and the impact they're having on the world.
Okay. Is there a particular case that in your experience that you've had, a client, a customer, a brand that's come to you that you were so happy with when they left? I mean, you got a lot of satisfaction with working with them for a specific reason. Do you have any case that?
Yeah, I get a lot of satisfaction from working with a lot of our clients. The very first stage of working with us is a strategy session, if you're going to go into copywriting. Mm-hmm. And there have been, I joke, because when people book strategy session, I say, there's a 50% chance you're going to cry. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, that's cute.
People, that it happens about 50% of the time.
Why? It's not because, but why does it happen? What are they crying about? Their failure or their lack of not being able to see or something? Or
no, it's mostly because they get just exactly spot on who they are, and it's kind of like
a reawakening. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this revelatory moment that they have of, wow, that is who I am and how I want to show up in the world. Thank you for bringing that out of me. So when we're able to do that, whether it comes with tears or not, that is one of my favorite moments.
I can imagine. Look, there's also a lot of, there's so much here that we could talk about. look, there's, you talk about burnout and, that it's not necessary using the bioenergetics. And I think we've understood that, you know, pretty much. But you mentioned tapping into the power of abundance through your chakras. Can you give us a little bit of information about that and what you mean by that?
Sure. So you can call them chakras. I normally call them chakras, but I've also dubbed them abundance keys, mm-hmm. because often when they are blocked, you are not able to unlock your
abundance. Mm-hmm.
So each chakra, for those of you who are not aware of the chakra system, kind of correlates as an energy center that correlates to a particular feeling, sentiment, or way of happening and being in the world. So you move everything from trust to creativity to willpower to heart-centeredness, communication, focus, intuition, and being connected to the greater source of the universe. But if, let's say that your trust is blocked, for example.
Okay.
If your trust is blocked, which correlates to your root chakra, then that could show up in a myriad of ways where you could not be trusting yourself to move forward. So you overly rely on the advice of gurus out in the world without using your own self-direction. It could mean that you're not trusting your team so that you are not able to delegate and scale. It could mean that you're not trusting your finances to provide a steady foundation for you so that they are constantly leaving you.
Yeah.
You're not participating actively in the cycle of
So
there's lots of different ways that those abundance keys can show up depending on what they are. The goal is to understand what the root cause is and then to move forward. I actually developed a fun quiz that helps you kind of understand which one you probably need to focus on the most.
Yeah.
It's at flourishmarketing.co/.
Say it again.
flourishmarketing.co/quiz-BEBC.
Okay.
So at there you can pinpoint what may be misaligned for you and get some quick wins on how to prioritize moving through the world differently so that you can get a different result.
Yeah. Okay. When you say it, it sounds easy, but there are so many emotional hurdles that people go through usually to get there. Now I'm going to bring you to this language that you use about the hero of your journey, of your story, you know, this archetype, and putting it into the metaphor of navigation, navigating your energy flow to reach your journey's happy ending. Now, we know that this is not a story, and stories don't always have happy endings, but this is real life. And so I'm taking it to mean that there could be, and there inevitably is, a happy ending if what? Now, be the hero of your own story. That means I take it, the responsibility, into my hands. Am I guessing that right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
In a story, in the way that stories are constructed, the hero is the weakest character. But before you can be the hero, the character that is stagnant is either the victim or the villain. And a lot of the times we play our own victim before we're able to rise up as the hero in our story and vanquish the dragon or whatever it is. That's
or the shadow. Yeah.
Right. So the victim, if you look at any kind of damsel in distress, right, they don't have any type of transformation. They're almost just a tool to enable the hero to look good and have something to save. So if you're playing the victim in your own story, you will not progress. Moving into the hero role allows you to go through the trials and tribulations you need to better equip yourself to become the highest version of yourself. So as you move through each step of your own hero's journey, you're getting stronger and stronger, and then returning back to your own world with what you need to be successful. And the way that I work with people is they might start off as a victim or the villain, whether they're their own villain, where they're berating themselves and making themselves feel small. Then we move them into the hero role, where there's a lot to kind of dig in, manifest, and go forward. And then we move them into the guide role. So the guide role of the story is the person who is able to navigate for and give advice to the hero. So you become the guide and able to take a more observatory approach to your own life, mm-hmm. as well as guiding others, your team, your clients, in order to be that mentor that they need and that you need. Mm-hmm. And then the final step is kind of transcending it all to become the story architect. So when you become the story architect, then you have the power to write your own future and how you would like to show up, what the guide really looks like for you. You have the ability to reinvent yourself based off of your own terms and your own learning. So it's through those stages, the way that I work the hero's journey with clients uh-huh. who work with me.
Yeah. The people that you work with, are they more male or female?
For bioenergetic business coaching, they tend to be more female. Mm-hmm. For everything else, it's so funny. I changed our website. I'm like, yeah, I want to target female business owners. And then I got like three guys who's like, I love your site. Mm-hmm. It just feels great energetically. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a mix. Mm-hmm. So I do tend to target more female business owners, but I have a mixture of clients.
Isn't that funny? Because I would have said the opposite from the language, you know, the hero and the journey, and, you know, it's not a queen or a goddess, you know? So that's why I asked.
I pull that language from Joseph Campbell's uh-huh. Hero with a Thousand
yeah,
Faces.
Yeah, sounds.
So, yeah. And as well as Building a Story Brand, which is by Donald Miller. Mm-hmm. So that's where the language comes from and relating back to a specific framework.
Mm-hmm. If you could go back to the time that you had started this business, is there something that you would have done differently?
I would have gotten a personal assistant earlier.
Yeah, so right.
One of the things that we tend, it's like putting your own mask on first. I put the mask on my business first, and I made sure that our systems and everything were running and we were going smoothly, but I didn't have the time. And I'm still like, now I'm in between the systems and I'm like, okay, I still don't have the time. And it's like, you need to have that creative time and that creative space. And so hiring someone to manage my calendar and to say no often, be focused on this is exactly what I need to do and I don't need to do all the other things, that I would have done that a lot.
So when are we going to write a book? Come on. I'm waiting for you.
You're waiting for me. Yep. That's great. We're actually starting the book writing process in 2022.
Good.
So we'll see how long
that
is.
Who is we?
Me and my team, they're helping me pull together the source data, and then they're probably going to help me do some of the writing too, because that's what we do. I have a team of copywriters.
Yeah.
It would be silly not to use them.
Right. So it would be nonfiction. Is that correct? Yeah. Nonfiction. So it would basically be on your business, on the things that you do.
Yeah, it would be on the framework, the bioenergetic mm-hmm. business coaching framework. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you have, you know, in Italian, there's an expression, having a wish or a dream in a drawer. Do you have one for the future that you've been thinking about? It's like something on the back burner that still has been there for a while.
I don't have anything on the back burner right now because I moved everything that was on the back. If you had asked me that maybe like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I would have said my podcast, but my podcast at the time of this recording launches tomorrow.
Okay. So tell us about that. Tell us about that. The title, the name.
It's called The Flourishing Entrepreneur Podcast mm-hmm. with Alaya Harris. Mm-hmm. And it focuses on building your empire and loving the journey at the same time. So we have three episode types. One is a standard interview. Another is a guided meditation. Another one is a live coaching with a bioenergetic business client mm-hmm. so that you can kind of understand like, okay, we're all going through some of the same stuff here.
Yeah.
I'm not alone in this. Mm-hmm. So I am excited about that. So that I have right now, I've recorded over 100 guest podcast episodes for other people, but now it's going to be nice to have my own platform where people can find me in one place.
Yeah. Well, so that launches tomorrow. And how is the launch going to take place? I mean, what will happen?
Well, we're actually going to drop the episodes.
Oh, you're going to, you've already recorded.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, we recorded, I recorded like 10 or so.
Yeah.
And then we're booked out with guests and our recording schedule through April.
Good.
So it's just that we're launching the first three episodes tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So and why the wait? What made you wait before you?
Just doing all the other things mostly is what it was.
Yeah.
A podcast is not something you take, is not for the weak of heart.
No.
Because you have to stay consistent and making sure that the topics are good. And then I didn't want to just bring in, you know, something else that sounded like everybody else.
Right.
I wanted to do something a little bit different. And I hadn't had quite what that was yet. So some other things I'm seeing now needed to fall into place in order for me to understand what I really wanted the podcast to be and the types of guests I wanted to have and the types of content I wanted to have. So that all kind of came together. And then I looked at my team and I said, well, we have, you know, kind of platform building goals for 2022 in order to have the book released to a larger audience in 2022 or 2023. So I said, well, now seems like it's the time.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Good for you. It's right around the corner then. Now tell us where listeners can find you. I'll be writing them underneath.
You can go and be on our website, flourishmarketing.co. Mm-hmm. And you can also find me directly on Instagram. At Alea.
At Alea Harris.
Yes, at Alea Harris, AleyaHarris. Mm-hmm. You can follow the new podcast at Flourishing Entrepreneur also on Instagram.
Good for you. Brava, bravissima. Good. Well, good luck to you. And thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure, Alea.
Thank you for having me.